Mills. I work globally as a speaker, retreat facilitator, medium, and mentor. My mission is to awaken and realign you back to your magnificence, your power, and infinite potential. As the founder of the Rise with Love philosophy, I'm honored to share wisdom that will create the expansion of joy, abundance, love, and freedom to flow into your life. If you're ready, I want to hear you say yes, because the most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to a new episode to assist you to live in soulful alignment. On your path to awakening comes a really big question. What is my purpose? It is something each and every single one of us will seek to answer to feel a sense of contribution, transformation, and legacy in the world we live in. As you rise with love and align more and more to the truth that you are one with life and all there is, a sense of purpose might no longer feel like something you are seeking to fulfill, but rather something you are embodying. And this is what we will discuss today. What is our higher purpose? I want to start off by saying that there is so much love here for you. And I mean this from myself, the collective consciousness that is also rising with love, and the universe. I want to first address that you did not come into this lifetime by chance. No one has. Coming into this particular life is something your soul has been preparing for through many lifetimes. You've had to master certain skills and attributes within your past and multi-galactic lives for this very moment in time on Earth. You being here is a conscious choice you made at a soul level for the greater good of humanity and the ascension of Earth. It is both a huge privilege and responsibility to be on Earth right now, and we all have to individually and collectively do our part to rise with love. There are many souls who wish they could be on Earth being part of this shift happening in consciousness and dimension. For a moment, I would love for you to tap into the fact that out of all the gazillions of souls out there in the cosmos, you are the one that is here on Earth. This is a huge honor and gift for you and to us all. You are the perfect being, and something only you have inside of you is needed in the world to create this shift. Ain't that pretty remarkable? All of us here right now are part of this gigantic divine plan. We each have a piece of this very important puzzle that will completely change the trajectory of humanity. You have a very unique and very important reason for being here on Earth. And this is your higher purpose, which is how you will assist in the human ascension process as Earth moves from third to fifth dimension in its frequency. Now, I know some of you will already be fully embodied in your higher purpose, and some of you will have no clue what that could be. I want you to know that you tuning in to this episode was not by chance, and that yes, you are here to assist with the ascension process in your own unique way. Trust that as you rise with love, you are being guided by your soul to the right mentors, teachers, and gurus that will plant the seed for deeper layers of this higher purpose to unfold for you. I feel very fortunate to mentor the most incredible leaders and changemakers of tomorrow through my Manifesting Mastery Mastermind. The people in my mastermind are people just like you who are rising with love and feel a calling to align to a life they know they came here to create. They are willing to do the healing work, to upgrade their beliefs and embody the light and love that they are. They are my most favorite people. The vibe they radiate as individuals and a collective is what inspires me to continue to grow and step into my higher purpose to serve humanity as I assist in the human ascension process. Being a mentor is a huge privilege to me, and since being a teacher is my higher purpose, I know that my most transformational work happens when I step into the role of guiding others into discovering their power, their truth, and their higher purpose. I once had a mentor say to me that whatever you don't master will have mastery over you. This is why in my mastermind, I ensure we cover all different areas of mindset and soul growth, all which lead to you being in the highest version of yourself so you can fully step into your higher purpose. The one thing we are doing constantly is manifesting. So I love to guide those within my mastermind to manifest what truly resides in their heart, as that is what will create the ripples of change every single person is here to create as part of their higher purpose. To me, I like to think that we have our soul's purpose and our higher purpose. The two are very different, but interconnected, because you can't have one without the other. Our soul's purpose is part of our own evolution on Earth so that we can ascend to higher dimensions within the cosmos. It is to physically experience the light and love in which we are as source energy. Earth is the perfect place for this physical experience because of the duality and contrast it provides through free will of each person's ability to manifest thought into reality. What our soul wants and needs, I believe, is to learn and align to love in all its forms and to experience what love feels like in everything this physical world provides. Each lifetime, we are on a journey of mastery of love. The most important mastery of love we all need to be on is loving ourselves unconditionally. For the relationship we have with ourselves ripples out into everything. Our beliefs, our beingness, and our connection to the world and beyond. I know it seems simple or even a tad selfish because we've been told for so long to look beyond ourselves. But the truth is, self-love is the key to it all. This is why you are your own soul's purpose this lifetime. Now, even though you are here for your own personal soul growth, you are also here for the collective growth of humanity, and this is what your higher purpose is. This lifetime, as I've mentioned, your higher purpose is to assist in the human ascension process. Yes, we all have the same higher purpose, as this is a massive collective effort, but we will bring our own unique twist to it all. I see our higher purpose falling into four categories: the teacher, the healer, the creative, or the protector. Now, of course, you will have aspects of all four as they are all interconnected. But you will have one as your core higher purpose role this lifetime. And yes, you do have a higher purpose role. In all areas and walks of life, we will fit into one of these four main roles and awaken, empower, and inspire those around us to the human ascension process, which is the dismantling of the illusion of the matrix, which has kept humanity enslaved, controlled, and manipulated from fully stepping into the freedom of what it means to be human. Like me, you may be a spiritual teacher or someone who teaches about nutrition. As a healer, maybe you are a nurse or an artist whose art is very healing. As a creative, maybe you'll create a new education system or create some new form of technology. As a protector, maybe you've come here to speak up about human rights or to assist in the endangered animals population. Whatever it is, the possibilities are infinite and absolutely needed. Our higher purpose is the role and part we play in the interconnectedness of the divine plan in the cosmos. The divine plan as Earth goes from third to fifth dimension in its frequency. Remember, we are all pieces of the puzzle, and no one piece in the puzzle is more important than the other. Every single one of us, like a drop in the ocean, create ripples that we may not ever get to know about, because our higher purpose isn't about us, it's about the collective change for humanity. Our higher purpose comes rather naturally to us. It's, in essence, who we are. That's why your soul's purpose is self-love. However, our higher purpose isn't always a straightforward journey of waking up one day and going, "That's it, I'm going to now do my higher purpose." Being on the journey to rise with love definitely gives you an advantage of stepping into your higher purpose with ease, but it will still take mastery, courage, and support. I don't see our higher purpose as a definitive one thing we do. I don't think there is ever an end to our higher purpose either, which means that how you begin your higher purpose journey might not be how you will continue to share your higher purpose. As you evolve on your soul growth, and the more you rise with love, and the more we collectively ascend, new layers of your higher purpose will continue to emerge. You may create instant tidal waves of change, or tiny ripples upon tiny ripples with your higher purpose. It's not a competition about who awakens the most people to the human ascension. It's about ensuring we all awaken. Right now, the world needs something that only you can bring. Never forget the true miracle and gift you are to humanity. I fully believe that there is nothing more powerful than a person who fully knows, understands, and is aligned to their higher purpose. At the core of it all, anything we do, anything we stand for, everything we believe is linked to our higher purpose. So, do you think you are a teacher, healer, creative, or protector? Thank you for joining me and allowing me to live out my higher purpose as a spiritual teacher. My hope is to meet as many of you as I can, so thank you for being on this journey. If you have received value from this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review and share this episode so we can collectively empower as many people to rise with love. To work with me and see what cool things I have on offer, then head over to my website, melissa-mills.com. To dive deep into your soul growth, I recommend joining the Soulful Alignment Academy membership and the Manifesting Mastery Mastermind. The most wonderful things will unfold for you when you embark on the journey to rise with love. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings, Melissa.